Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose. You're listening to BBS Radio. I just want to welcome everybody to a Monday night, new time, same show, but even better. We bring into you some of the most wonderful people that are, I would say, avatars, I call the people that are on this program. I wanted to start out the show by reading something before I introduced our amazing guest, who's an intuitive and also has been a guide in my life, a spiritual guide. Her name is Jeanette. I wanted to start out, this is something that I'm kind of going through right now, and something I wanted everybody to connect with. It's called Let Go and Let God. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back and cried, "How can you be so slow?" "My child," he said, "what could I do? You never did let go." And I just love that because that's, it's so, we're in a time right now where things just seem crazy. It's almost like you feel like, how do I get things to stop? And I call it, they're whirling or spiral out of control. And one of the things I'm learning is that you can't detach from the things that you need to deal with. Sometimes things come into your life and you think that it's a new way that you have to deal with things, whether it's people or situations. And the thing is when you wake up in the mirror and you look at yourself, you're looking at yourself. You feel yourself. You feel your truth. So you can't, even when situations come in, you can't look away from yourself. It's so important to take that time for yourself. And the guest that we have on today is a person that I hold near and dear to my heart. She's an intuitive, and she has truly, truly mastered the ability to stay within and to look within and to teach others to do that. Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Kim, and hello, everyone. And thank you for the wonderful words.
Is Jeanette, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear ya. Yep. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful. It's
good.
Wonderful energy tonight. I'm looking forward to this. I want to thank you.
I want to thank you too, Jeanette, for being part of the show, because this is, when you said wonderful energy, there's a lot of people, including me, and I always look the most I can for the positive, but I'm never afraid to say when I think things are just feeling crappy. You know, like, I'm not going to be fake. I'm going to tell you it's just nuts right now. And I just was wondering, a lot of people are going through major changes. They're feeling like a loss. They're feeling a separation. And I was just wondering if you could maybe give some guidance on what's going on right now.
Oh, absolutely. With all the changes going on in the universe, we're really in a place where we're releasing what no longer serves a high purpose for us. So we're beginning to feel that separation, and the energy and everything is moving very rapid and very full speed ahead. So as things are releasing, the new is almost moving in right at the same time, and we're feeling the loss, but we're also stepping into the new, and it's taking some time to allow ourselves to align, and it's a very confusing feeling and confusing time right now. But if we can focus and embrace, it's also fabulous. The energy's high right now. Even though we're in retrograde, we're really having some high days of high energy.
And Jeanette, I would love to for you to share, because you can sense this high energy. You can sense that things are, you know, things are shifting, and they're rapidly shifting. Could you tell everybody how you got to that place, and what do you mean by that?
Well, for me, it's really been, as you mentioned earlier, years of looking in the mirror at myself. as things were approaching, it was learning not to look away, but look in. And the more I began to look in myself, the more I began to connect with who I am and remembering that I'm one with everything and everyone. And when you really look at yourself, you can really connect energetically, emotionally, and physically with what's going on around you. And one of the things right now for me is, you know, really feeling the energy and things as they're changing through nature, through all of our own emotions and our physical being. It's, I guess, really for me, it would sum it up to say it's learning to be in stillness when we do not want to be.
And
when we can allow. Yes, it really is. It's, I can sit here and share, oh, yeah, we do this. But you're absolutely right. It can be very challenging, but it's practice. You know, people get disappointed because they get in that mode to rush ahead. It's one moment at a time. If you could be still 5 minutes today, that's great. And it's just one step at a time practicing that. And before you know it, you're actually being still 35 minutes. And it's through that stillness that we connect with the universe. And we begin to feel the energy, the shift, and we feel the connection of the one, the whole that we really are with everything.
You know, that's when you talk about that, Jeanette, one of the things that I know that a lot of people ask me, they'll say, well, what is the one or the whole, and how would I relate that to myself? How could you explain that to people?
Well, I think for me, and it may feel different for everyone, but I think the bottom line is that whole, the one, is when you really feel at peace within, no matter what life is throwing your way. You can, it's a game I've learned to play with myself, and this is what really helped me over the years. No matter what I'm experiencing, what life is throwing my way, or what I'm creating myself emotionally, I learned to focus on finding the gift in it. And when you really get to that place that you're not noticing the chaos, you're noticing, oh, there's a gift in here, and you're kind of digging for that buried treasure, so to speak. That's when you know you are coming into that space. And then it just becomes a very natural, you just feel at peace. No matter if you're walking through a storm, a hurricane, whatever our experience is, you are walking through it gracefully and you feel at peace. And it takes time. It's practice, even if the first, you know, you go through an emotional challenge. If you can find 5 minutes, 2 minutes of, I see something good coming from this, you're on your way.
Wow. And do you, I know there's several people around me who have really been talking about this, and it's funny because I can feel it, but also many others who are talking about the spiraling feeling. A lot of people are, they're breaking apart, they're separating. What do you think that there's something significant about that?
I think, and I believe that as we are moving into the higher vibration and ascending, basically, we are breaking apart from our ego thought process. And we're learning to begin to process, think, and act from a higher consciousness. And in order to have that become who we really are and walk in that in a physical manner, we do begin to separate from the ego. In terms of the ego having control.
I agree, because it does totally can be very consuming. And I love this quote. It says, if we are unconscious of the power of words, we run the risk of creating a noisy disturbance. And it's it's about even, you know, looking at the thoughts, the words, the energy, and really, really, I guess, maybe flowing with the flow and knowing that no matter where it takes you, you have to trust it.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, and it's moving right along with the flow. That's exactly what it is. It's no longer being, I guess what I would practice, and I do practice, I should say, no longer being attached to an outcome, but as the universe brings to you and you move to it and move in with it and become one with it, it's no longer about an attachment or an outcome. It's about becoming one with it and moving with the flow of the energy. And when we really step into that space with ourselves, it just brings a joy. And for me, I've learned to really laugh, really understand what laughter means, and also understand a deeper compassion. So at that point, you know, you begin to realize that all we have then to offer one another is our hand and an open heart.
Because I love
that. This movement of lifting everyone.
And so when you're talking about that, you're talking about, you know, it's like putting your hands in there and maybe even putting your hands over your heart and knowing that it's never really been closed. It's always open. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that, Jeanette, and how people can really, really tune in to their self, to God, to their creator. And also, Jeanette, if you're available after the show, you're going to be doing readings, and we also have other wonderful readers that if you go over to KimmyRose.com, click on Kimmy Rose and Friends. Jeanette is a wonderful psychic, and we are also taking your calls. We'll be right back with more of interviews.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me. And I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Welcome back to Interviews with Kimmy Rose on BBS Radio. Here's the number if you want to give us a call, 888-815-9756. We're very blessed right now to be joined by Jeanette, who's an amazing intuitive, and she also has been a wonderful guide in my life. I know whenever I'm going through something crazy, she just sends me this message. She channels a lot of really amazing information, and we're so lucky to have her on the show tonight. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you?
Good, good. Jeanette, we've been talking about you know, just that stillness and all that you were talking about, the vibration being higher right now and how we can really take advantage of that vibration being higher and really move into a state that my girlfriend Ruthu calls it yummy. And I think that's a pretty good way to describe it. I was just wondering if you could share a little bit with us. The first thing is how do you get in that stillness, and how else do you? And this is just something that I got a message here from Gina. How the heck do you know that it's there? That's a good question, huh?
Yes, it is. For me, getting into the stillness starts with just the thought of wanting to be in that space. And believe it or not, the moment you think that, you're in it.
You said a thought. Okay,
mm-hmm.
When you start it with a thought, how do you know? Like, how do you know that, like when you say a thought, because a lot of people will their thoughts start to control them, and they go absolutely, they start going in circles, you know, and then they start going backwards. How do you know? I mean, how do you know? How do you know that it's the right thought?
What I've learned over the years is to practice, you know, we start with our thought the way we've been programmed and then run it through our heart. For me, what I've learned, is when I have a thought of I'm looking for peace or stillness, when I just think that thought, you feel it in your heart. You feel something. And if you're feeling a tension or an uncomfortableness, then you know that shift your thought. In some people, a thought can be that takes them to that place. It can be a thought of a favorite color. It's whatever, and for everyone it's different, whatever brings someone a feeling of joy, of peace, whatever brings a comfort to someone, that's their beginning of that thought. And then it grows from there. If you're thinking, you know, people love flowers. And I have a friend that, you know, they think of a white rose, and it just takes them from there into another stepping stone of, you know, seeing millions of white roses. And that's kind of where they begin then. It's the self-meditation, you would say. You begin thinking gentle thoughts, and you begin releasing because you're so focused on the thought that is now being comforting to you. And we all have different things. And those things change. As we grow and shift, the things that bring us comfort begin to change. For some women, it may even be thinking of their young children. Other people, it can be an activity that brings them peace. You have to find a starting point of something that brings comfort to you. And I truly believe, and just from my own experience and sharing and listening, it's different for each one of us. You know, what works for me may not work for you, Kimmy, as you know. But it goes back to that mirror of looking at yourself and getting to know yourself. And you know when that thought is right for you because you just feel that comfort. It could be a smell of an apple pie. That's the beginning of finding that space that brings you peace. And then you allow your mind to... Yeah, you know, I think sometimes we all get caught up in there's some certain ritual that it must work this way for everyone. But really, for everyone, it's a little bit different.
Do you feel like right now we are going through something, like there's another opportunity to, and this is what I keep sensing is there's another opportunity, like a better opportunity for us, something that's different than it, like something different than we've ever had before?
Absolutely. We really are at what I will call a breaking point that, we are really being presented with an opportunity to create new. New in terms of everything. And things are shifting, as we talked about earlier, so rapid that many of us are kind of frightened to step into that space, but this is the beauty of the universe. It's kind of just gracefully, even though it's very rapid, it's actually just moving right in. But there is definitely a big opportunity, even though we're in retrograde right now, there is such high energy, and it's going to continue, you know, for the next 3-4 days. That's really a change of what we've known retrograde to be. Even this moment, you know, is an opportunity that we're really getting to look in the mirror. Where are we with ourselves, and where would we like to be?
And that's a good way of putting at it. Where are we with ourselves, and where would we like to be? That's a hard question because I think most people would say I'd like to be on vacation, or I'd like to, you know, have won the lottery, and I'd like to be in a relationship. I'd like to be happy. You know, how do you get to that point? Where, and this is a huge thing where you're not fighting with that anymore. Does that make sense?
Oh, it sure does. It's, we begin getting into that place, and I guess it's very simple and back to the basics, and many of us will chuckle, but it's really learning to love ourselves. Because it's through loving ourselves that we come into that place and we begin to really change and understand where we really would like to be with ourselves is not really outside of ourselves. It's really within. And, you know, what does loving yourself mean? It's really understanding and embracing you exactly as you are in this moment. and, you know, I'll use the words good, bad, and indifferent, but really, there is no bad about. We are really learning to embrace, and that's what's really going on universally. We're learning to really step into ourselves and say, you know, I love myself as I am. And when we do that, we begin to shift and say, and these are areas I would really like to grow in. Because it's through loving ourselves that we send out that level of love universally. And imagine if we're all focusing on loving ourselves, what kind of energy we're sending out to everyone. It's amazing. And that's really what's going on right now.
And I think that that's a really great way to even understand it at a deeper, in a deeper way, that when you say that's really what's going on right now, it's so simple, yet it can feel so difficult. And then we feel ourselves like the pull, you know, that pull that's a pull in different directions. So you're just saying just be and just care and nurture yourself. And I agree, Casey, that one of the things that he shared was just to take care of yourself, and that means you have to take care of your mind, you know. And it's such a big thing, you know. It's such a big thing to really, really look deeper within. I have I've got somebody that has a question for you, Jeanette, and
okay.
This is coming from Sue, and she is sending a message from Facebook. She said that she is a Scorpio, and she's just recently got out of a relationship, back into that relationship,
mm-hmm.
out of it, and she said this is over a period of 6 months. And she's wondering, this is a psychic question, so I'm kind of switching on you, sorry. She's wondering...
Definitely.
And I know you do readings, so and again, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, just go on over to KimmyRose.com, click on Kimmy Rose and Friends, and you can get a reading with Jeanette right after the show. She said I wanted to ask you, do I stay out of this relationship? Is there something new? I'm lost.
Well, she'll try to stay out of it, but she really does have a few more weeks. This is retrograde. It's surfacing some things for her to really take a look and make some changes within herself. And when she does that, she will stop being attracted there. It'll quit drawing her. It will take care of itself, but she really does have a few more weeks with a little bit of tugging and pulling, and just, if she can allow herself not to fight it, but just look at it a little different and remind herself, I'm here because I have something more to learn, it will be much more peaceful for her. And she'll actually have, some positive in it.
And that makes sense. I just felt the same thing as you. It's like she keeps going back because there's something she's afraid of losing. Does that make sense? Like it's a...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we all know those so well.
Yes, we do. We do. Here is the number if you want to call in, 888-815-9756. You can also reach me by going over to Facebook. And if you want to just send in a question, I'm getting better at Facebook. I'm not the best at it, but I'm learning and I'm getting your messages. So we've got Jeanette on with us. She's an amazing intuitive, and she can be reached after the show. And you can actually always schedule an appointment with her by going over to KimmyRose.com, click on Kimmy Rose and Friends, and you can get more information on how to reach her. Jeanette, we've got a message from Mike. He wants to know if you feel any changes in his job.
Not until about mid-November. That's really when things become slow for him. At that point, believe it or not, because of the changes of the energy in retrograde, it's going to have a little different effect this time. Things are going to begin picking up. And actually, and Kim, I don't know if you're picking up on this, but I also see another opportunity coming along for him around January.
It feels like that's what I feel like. There's a huge shift, like there's a big shift, and part of this for him feels like he doesn't. Like Jeff, I'm going to say that, you know, I can't tell you to have patience because I can be very impatient about things, but I can tell you once you figure out that that works better, it's easier. You know, it's a lot easier to get to that space. And it's going to, for Jeff, for you, I'm not sure what your birthday is, but it feels like it's a challenge every day. For a lot of people, you know, we go through these challenges, but then we finally figure it out. It's not, you're not impossible, and it's not impossible. So, yes, I feel that too. I felt like for some reason, yeah, like it's like a temporary, something's temporary right now. So don't be afraid to, don't be afraid right now to make changes. But don't be afraid also to speak up for what you want. That's really strong.
Absolutely. And choose his words because it will be all about the presentation of how he speaks up.
And I hope that makes sense, Jeff. I know for me, I'm like looking at this and I'm going, I was just talking to everybody about the way we speak and how we say things. That's huge right now. And this, you have to remember, it's Mercury retrograde right now. And that means that sometimes people are going to kind of, your words are going to feel a little bit harsher, a little bit stronger. We're going to be a little bit more sensitive, but that doesn't mean it's all bad. It's just giving you an opportunity to feel more of the truth that's there. And I can tell you that there, like, again, there's a lot going on. It's really, really important right now to make sure you stay grounded, to really stay grounded. And I'd like to talk more about that. A lot about that is how you stay grounded, Jeanette, because just when things to start to feel grounded, a lot of people get back into that spiral movement. And so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with interviews. I am Kimmy.
Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. It'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills, you don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking. We even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and tonight we are very blessed to be joined by Jeanette. She is an intuitive, and she is a spiritual guide. She's here to help you if you want to call in. It's 888-815-9756. You're listening to BBS Radio. This is a new time for interviews, and we're blessed to be joined by you. Jeanette, we've got a caller on line two. We've got Francie from Michigan, who has a question. Hi, Francie.
Hi, how are you, Kimmy?
Good.
Hi, Francie.
Hey. Hi, how are you, Jeanette? Thanks for taking my call. I'm in that spiral mode, and I intend to break through these obstacles, but they keep piling upon me. What do you see for me? Am I ever going to break through all this?
Jeanette, I'm gonna have you tune in first. I'm gonna say I know things are crazy with the loss and with your son. It's like really nuts, and I know they're coming to surface more, and it almost feels like you're being pulled back and forth. But this is the time now where you've got to hold on and have the most faith. So, that's really, really important. I'm just going to give this to Jeanette, because Jeanette's very good at connecting with spirit. And just, Jeanette, can you give Francie some guidance? She lost her son, and she's trying to get that truth out of how he died. And just wondering if you could tune in a little bit to him.
Okay. What I'm hearing, so I'm going to trust this makes sense to you, it was not at the hands of what you have been feeling or have been guided.
Oh.
There were more things going on, but I am hearing this very clear, to share this with you, that everything truly has happened in divine timing. In order for you to make some shifts and be able to grow is why many of the things had to take place. Does this make sense?
Well, I guess, but not really. I mean, why do you lose your son so you can grow? You know.
Understood. What is being shared with me is he actually is at a place that he can actually help guide you now. And pay attention. I'm hearing very strong, because his presence is with you and he does communicate with you and he has a lot to share with you. Start paying attention to things around your home, and he keeps repeating over and over about scents. There is a particular scent that you connected to him in terms of some, I don't know if it's a cologne or, but he's stressing a scent. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Pay attention because you're going to really be coming into that scent very strong. And when you do, what you need to pick up some paper and pencil and allow yourself to write, because he's actually going to share a message with you. And the pieces that you're looking for are what really took place.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to share with you.
Was there an accident? What did you say?
Was there an accident?
Well, we're trying to find out. I mean, we're not really sure. We've had a variety of stories, and each time I get one step closer, then that door shuts and we start all over again.
Well, I am seeing a vision of a large crowd, and what I'm seeing is some form of accident that took place. Kimmy, if you want to go ahead and share what you were, I'll take a moment to tune in. And
I'm totally understanding what you're saying, and the reason I was being quiet because I wanted to make sure that, you know, because what you're saying to me, like when you're saying that, makes a lot of sense. This is actually you saying that, hey, you know what, there's something deeper that's going on and that she's been tuning into. And when you talk about the accident, Francie, one of the things that you've been looking for is to prove what happened.
Right.
To prove it. And the thing that really, really hit me is that it's like they say, the proof is in the pudding, you know, it's all right there. It's just sometimes it feels unreachable, if that makes sense. It feels like you just don't know how to get to it. And one of the things that I can just feel is that it's not unreachable, but it does feel, I want to say this, it almost feels impossible when it's like you're constantly at that struggle. You know, you're at that struggle of you get so far and you have all these roadblocks. And I just got this really strong sense, and I know, Jeanette, I know that's what you're tuning into right now, that maybe there's this way, a better way to connect with what it is that you need to connect with. And I hope that makes sense.
One thing I would like to share that I'm hearing over and over for you is you're looking too deep, step back, because answers are there on the surface. Allow yourself to step back a little bit, and things will naturally begin to be revealed to you. And this is why he's going to be coming around, and thoughts and things are going to be coming to you, why it's important that you take the moments to write. When you feel something, even if they do not make sense at the time, write them. Because they actually are pieces of the puzzle.
Is that making sense? Write things down, and it'll be clearer. Francie?
Yeah. Well, it's just I had a major setback today. So.
Okay, so that setback that when Jeanette's tuning in, and that makes sense because I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, I understand the frustration, but you have to remember what she was talking about, how we're in a retrograde right now, which means that we are in a time period where things are just a little bit crazier. They're harder to grab onto, if that makes sense. They're whirling around us. And it's important to know that, you know, there's only so much that, you know, you can do so much. You know what I mean? And then sometimes the setbacks that we have are ways for us just to pause. Does that make sense? To pause and give things a break. That's what I keep feeling. I really feel strong about that.
In mid-September, things will be clear and you will have the information that you need.
Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense, but it's for all that you've been through.
Nothing would make sense.
Yeah, it has. It's not going to make sense, but it will. And that's the most important thing to do. It's really hard to, I don't know how to say this, but it's hard to really sometimes figure out the things that just don't make sense, you know, that don't sit. But one of the things you could do, Francie, too, is learn to ground that. And that's something that Jeanette, she's going to share with us, how we can ground. So, Francie, I'm giving you lots of love, and I'm telling you that this will, you'll get through this. You will. I always say to you, I can't imagine the pain and going through what you're going through, but I can tell you that I know your son has a reason for choosing what has been. And I just feel like this is, he keeps looking at you saying, Mom, take a deep breath and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. And you do ever so often. And then things get a little bit crazier. And I just feel like it's important to make sure that you're understanding that it will get better, but you've got to really look deep and just say, I'm just going to sit with this right now. And the setback, it's not necessarily a setback. It sometimes can be a delay, but it's a delay that has a valid reason. And that's the thing that I'm feeling. Francie, thank you for calling in. God bless. I'm giving you a hug. Thank you.
Thank you. I need bunches, and I'll be talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And I much and, love.
Oh, it's thank so hard. Thank you. Thank you so much, Francie. I just have to say that, Jeanette, we both have children. And
absolutely.
We know that feeling of, we don't know the feeling of losing
no.
a child. And I knock on wood because that's a lesson that I pray that God does not give me, you know. And, but I also know that there's something there and that we can learn from it. How do you, I mean, because we've got a few minutes left in the show, and I'd love it if you could share with people how they can ground.
One of the easiest ways for people to begin grounding, and it's so simple that you don't even have to be aware, is take time, walk outside. A 5-minute walk, 10-minute walk, because you're grounding with the air, the earth elements. Walk at a park, you're connecting with nature, and the trees have, you know, a wonderful healing energy. That's one of the simplest ways to begin grounding. The other way is take time, do a 3 to 5 minute meditation, as simple as taking very deep breaths through your nose and releasing out of your mouth. That allows you to literally begin grounding yourself. And, you know, one of my favorite is not just grounding, but it's a good cleansing, as we all know, sea salt baths. And they're wonderful in the shower. That is a really good way to cleanse and make room for the new, cleanse out the old. But people don't realize that it also helps with grounding.
So when you talk about that, and I can tell you the sea salt bath, that helps me a lot. And so it's everything when you're talking about that, when doing that grounding exercise, you're also talking, you know, that lavender helps. Jeanette, is there anywhere online that you recommend people go if they want to learn more? Do you have a blog or anything that people can connect with to get some guidance?
Actually, I'm working on that.
Okay. Maybe I'm picking up on that, huh?
Yes, you are. That is something I'm working on, and, you know, I will let you know, and we can share that. And I'll be sharing it on Facebook, as well as messages that I get. I'm going to begin putting those out there, and simple ways, because it is important for people to begin learning to ground themselves and learning to be in stillness. And there are such simple ways. You know, sometimes we get so complicated, and a lot of people don't understand that. There are really simple ways. As we all know, breath is the first. Take time to slow down and breathe. You know, yoga is another good way to ground and release.
I'll tell you, I sure miss our friend Ritu, who used to do yoga for us, because there was nothing like the yoga she did.
No, I agree.
Just amazing. And so, you know, we'll have to remind her of that, because I think she's supposed to come back in November. I just talked to her. So that will be nice. That will be nice. Jeanette, if people want to get a hold of you, they can go over to KimmyRose.com. And you can just see off to the right, you can click on Kimmy Rose and Friends. And right there, you can talk to Jeanette. Also, my mom, Carolyn, is available. And I also wanted just to remind everyone that lots of things are going on right now. The nice thing, you know, the most beautiful thing to know is that you always have friends, that there's always people in your life who will be there and stay still enough for you. And I just have this feeling, and I cannot stress this enough, that if you can get to that place and you can do it over between now, I just think between now and the end of the year is huge. There's a lot further you're going to go, and there's more. There's a lot more for you. So don't be afraid. Really embrace the joy. Jeanette, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I love you so much, and I am so thankful for you being here.
Thank you. It was an honor for me, and you know, I love you much.
And I will talk to you soon. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning into Interviews tonight. And we will talk to you next week. Interviews with Kimmy Rose on BBS Radio.